His Worship, Mayor Robert McLeod of the town of Manning, joins us on the line today. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. 2023, holy mackerel, has it ever flown by? At least in my perspective, it has. How have things been in the land of the mighty moose in 2023, in your perspective?
Well, you know, we've had an excellent year. Things are, like you said, the time is just flying. We've got a few projects on the go. We've had a few projects completed. The bridge work that crosses the Natakiwin in town is completed. They did an oversurface. They did some underground work and some structural work. And hopefully there's a new bridge coming in the future. But this is going to be good for now. I think it was about a $2 million project. So we're happy with that. Work on the new school, as I'm sure people are aware. Manning has been gifted by the province with a brand new school, so we're going to lose our two big schools, like the Paula High School and the Manning Elementary School, and it'll be joined into one school called the Aurora Composite School, and the ground infrastructure's all been done, the walls are going up, construction's going along. They have a bit of an issue with some getting local help and labor force. But other than that, the school has come along. We're looking for it to be completed for the opening in the fall of 2025, so that's still going. Mm-hmm. We cooperated with the County of Northern Lights, and we successfully replaced our ice plant at the Jack McAvoy Arena here in town. Mm-hmm. It's a modern ice plant. It's running on Freon, so we don't have that ammonia risk that we used to have. It's also designed that the chiller unit kicks on at minus 15, and it's supposed to take the natural cold temperatures that we should be getting in Manning throughout the winter and keep our supposedly reduce our costs for electrical, for the electrical costs, heating and cooling down to very minimal. And we've seen some evidence, though, like we haven't had the cold temperatures we needed. But, you know, when it hits minus 15, it's supposed to be really efficient. So that we're really pleased and happy with that.
Sounds like some things have been really on the go and really bustling in Manning. You mentioned working with the County of Northern Lights. How have things been working with the County of Northern Lights? Because I'm sure they've had some projects on the go in 2023. Collaborations with that, how's that?
You know what? I got to admit that the County of Northern Lights is our mother county. Like, we're completely surrounded by them. They're our family. They're our relatives. They're our grandmas and grandpas. They're all out there in the county. And so the Manning community, even though we're known as our own independent municipality, we still have a very close relationship with the county. And I think I can say nothing but good things about our current arrangements and things are improved. You know, we always work to for the betterment of everybody. And I think I can say that it's, the county has really cooperated and we're doing very well in terms of our relationship with them.
Your Worship, a number of jurisdictions around the region have unfortunately had a few issues come up, especially concerning homelessness and crime in the area. First, I guess this is a two-part question here, Your Worship. Has that been an issue in Manning, and have you collaborated with some of the other jurisdictions to see what can be done about it?
I guess let me address the homeless question first. We're very lucky in that our homeless issue is almost nothing. We don't. Everybody's taken care of in town, and we don't have homeless encampments like other areas do. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when that is true, then obviously the crime and the petty crime and things that follow that is also quite reduced. I mean, we have a little bit of crime, but, it's so minor compared to the surrounding areas that, I don't usually talk about it because it's like we're so lucky. We truly are lucky up here. We have a very close-knit community, and we kind of take care of each other, find out who needs what, and try to meet their needs so that, that they don't have to resort to crime to get their basic needs fulfilled. So we're very lucky in that area.
Having that luck, Your Worship, have you offered suggestions, and have you been asked for suggestions by other jurisdictions to hopefully, as it were, have that luck run off?
Yeah. Well, I certainly heard the stories about Peace River and Grimshaw in their homeless issues, and actually it boils down to the releasing of folks from the Correctional Institute, and not, you know, in the older days when there was more money around, they used to take them, make sure they got home, you know, buy a bus ticket, make sure they mm-hmm. got home. Now we yep. have no buses, right? There's no transportation to the north or even further north than us. And so that those two communities have suffered. Now, we did go to a conference in which they really addressed it or tried to address it. So I suppose we could get them run over, but I know those communities, especially Peace River, I know is suffering a bit with that homelessness and getting people off the streets. And so, yeah, the petty crime goes up a bit when that occurs.
Mm-hmm. I know, Your Worship, you've got budget talks coming up for the 2024 calendar year. Is there anything that really kind of sticks out in your mind when it comes to the budgetary process and maybe some of the other projects that are being talked about? You mentioned the bridge project earlier in the interview.
Well, you know, our budgets, so most of those projects, I guess, are handled mostly by the province or by the federal mm-hmm. government, but... So we work at infrastructure. We did complete a project where our older water and sewer was replaced on one of our streets, and we sort of have a 10-year plan of replacing that as we go along. But right now we have to look at keeping our budgets and our mill rates either where it is or lower. You know, in Canada, you know, Canadians, Albertans, we're being choked out by excessive taxation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we're ever going to turn it around, you know, I think it might have to start at the municipal level where we need to, you know, look at our taxation system and say, is it not better for us to have lower taxes and more economic stimulus rather than, you know, to get maximum mill rate out of our people and then and have it choke us and stop. We haven't had a residential building in Manning for about 8 years, like a house being built. Right? So that's a sign, that's an economic sign that we look at. And we still haven't got anybody in the building getting a building permit. So that's an indication. And it's my position that our taxes are just too high. It's easier to build outside of the town than in the town. And until we come and address that, even as the county of Northern Lights, town of Manning, you know, we're still gonna have problems populating the town with new buildings and new homes. So. But other than that, we look at our infrastructure. We have our public works people and our office staff, our CAO. They're right on top of it. They tight budgets. We try to keep it that way, just to keep people, hopefully thinking that living in town is the way to go.
Fingers crossed, Your Worship, that the town of Manning, the county of Northern Lights, and the Peace region in general has a good 2024.
Yep, absolutely. Looking forward to it. I think we're on the right track. There's some really, I have a chance to meet other mayors from the other municipalities around, and you know, there's this real hopeful feeling that maybe with the immigration rules changing, and we'll get an influx of people, and you'll have a boom again, and that's kind of what we're hoping for.
His Worship Mayor Robert McLeod of the town of Manning. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Keith. I appreciate giving the opportunity to have a chat.